A Jewish Journal article. Orange County GOP congressional candidates apologizes for saying Jews control a lot of the politicians. Greg Rats, a GOP congressional candidate in Orange County, issued an apology in a statement to the Journal for saying that Jews control a lot of the politicians in the United States. The Washington Free Beacon reported that Rats made these comments during an Orange County Islamic Foundation candidate forum on May 20. Rats lamented that the Palestinians don't have the same clout that the pro-Israel community does in Washington, D.C. These politicians go where the money is, unfortunately, the congressional candidate said. The Jewish community is very well organized in the United States and they control a lot of politicians. That's why the foreign aid is so large going to Israel. Rats proceeded to brag that, the Jewish community has never given me one dime, so I'm not beholden to them at all. Jewish groups criticized Rath's remarks as being anti-Semitic. Republican Jewish Coalition National Political Director Sam Markstein told the Free Beacon that Rath's comments were appalling, and similar to Representative Ilhan Omar's "It's All About the Benjamins" tweet in 2019. The Simon Wiesenthal Center also tweeted that Rath's remarks were anti-Semitic pandering. Rath's, who is also the former mayor of Mission Viejo, began his statement to the Journal by saying that he is pro-Israel and always has been. I trained side by side with the Israeli AF and respect Israel tremendously. I served 3 combat tours in the Middle East, Desert Storm, Restore Hope, and Southern Watch flying the F/A-18 Hornet, 75 combat sorties. Rats is a retired Marine Corps colonel. He then said that his comments at the forum were in response to a question asking why the Israel lobby is so strong. I was referencing how politically engaged the American Jewish community is in Washington, D.C. Rats said, my words came out wrong and I apologize if I offended the Jewish community. I was just saying that organization is very important to get the ears of politicians in Washington, D.C. Many politicians may deny that, but it's a fact. I spent 5 years in Washington during my military service. Rats also sent the Journal his policy papers on Israel, which include expressing his opposition to the boycott, divestment and sanctions movement and the 2015 Iran nuclear deal and support for continuing military aid to Israel. Ron Demeter, a former journalist, tweeted that Rath's explanation over his comments was very silly and problematic. The Israel lobby strength doesn't come from 2% of the U.S. population, U.S. Jews, advocating in D.C., he wrote. It comes from broad popular support across the political spectrum. Rath's is perpetuating harmful myths. Rats also told the New York Post that he's totally not anti-Semitic, because his brother is Jewish. I didn't mean control is in. Do as I say because we give you all this money. No, they don't control. Maybe some do. That wasn't what I was trying to say. Siamak Kordestani, West Coast director of the European Leadership Network, noted in a tweet that in a 2020 race in a nearby congressional district, Rats had received 46.5% of the vote. Rats is one of 3 candidates currently vying to unseat incumbent Representative Young Kim, RCA, in the 40th Congressional District. According to the Orange County Register, the district, which was recently subjected to redistricting, covers eastern Orange County plus small portions of western San Bernardino and Riverside counties. California's primary is on June 7.